Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is the Bamatzia Daf Nun Vav Bamatzia 56. Today's Daf Yomi dedicated for Shemira for Am Yisrael, for the Chayalim, Yeshua for Am Yisrael, and the Chayalim, and Atzoa for the Shvuyim. And Daf Yomi tells us at the bottom of Nun Vav that there are certain things, Elu Dvarim She'elam Ona, that even though we've been discussing the laws of price fraud, you can overcharge or underpay by a sixth, that there are certain things which are excluded by the category of Ona. And what are these things? Avadim, and Shtaros, contracts, Karkos, real estate, Hektoshes, and temple property. So the laws of Ona don't apply to any of these categories. And the Gemara explains, earlier the Gemara had said that if there is Ona by the amount of 1/6, then it doesn't cancel the sale, but you have to return this amount of 1/6 over. However, if it'll be more than a sixth, then it cancels the sale. So the Gemara is going to discuss on tomorrow's daf whether or not the sale is, in this case, when we say there's no Ona, it's only by amount of a sixth. But what happens if it's more than a sixth? Is the sale canceled or not? But the other question that's discussed here by the commentaries are, do we say, okay, that the price fraud is not returned if it's 1/6 in all these cases, but is it still prohibited to do, or do we say there's no prohibition at all of Ona in these cases? So the Ramban, in his commentary on the Torah, writes that these things are entirely excluded only from the prohibition of returning the extra money. However, it's still prohibited to do. And so that's how the Rabban says, meaning to say, you're not allowed to do this. You don't have to return the money if you overcharged for real estate, but you're still not allowed to overcharge for the real estate.